This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, boys and girls. We're back for another episode. My name is Matt Howard, and as always, I'm joined with my trusty co-host, Derek Anderson, the original backup quarterback.
And today we have a special guest, App State alum, Tyler Hodes.
I don't know alum, but I'm just coming for you.
He's coming for you, App State alumnus. Today, big day, big day. NFL draft's over. We're looking ahead. We're looking way ahead. We've got our way too early power rankings for the NFL season. And if everyone's lucky, we'll have our Super Bowl predictions. And big news today.
Sports gambling was voted on by the Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision.
Wow, Derek. I mean, you're just going to lose all your money now. What are you going to do with it?
I'm actually going to keep it saved and wait on the NFL season rather than wasting it on basketball.
Or you could waste it right now on our very, very early Super Bowl predictions, which I guarantee to be right. And so that's what we're doing today. We're giving all you gamblers an opportunity to learn a thing or two about how you're going to quadruple your money come February.
That's what you do with gambling. You just quadruple your money. You put money in, you gain money.
But it's a no-lose situation.
No-lose situation.
You got to love it. So let's go ahead and jump in. Number 32. Derek, who you got number 32?
I have the Indianapolis Colts. Easily the worst roster in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I'm just waiting for... Matt's really digging it, but... Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Andrew Luck to come back healthy.
All right, tell me, Derek, how tall are you?
5'8.5".
All right, I have number 32. I have the Baltimore Ravens. Joe Flacco, you know how I feel about him. Done nothing since Ray Rice. So who you got?
Well, I mean, I have the Colts as well. I hate to agree with Derek, but I think Sergeant Andrew Luck is still in the infirmary. I don't know if he's going to come back or not.
That's Captain.
Captain? Tyler. I don't think he's Captain.
Number 31, who you got?
I have the Miami Dolphins. This team is awful. Just waiting. Same situation as the Colts, waiting for quarterback to come out from a major injury.
I have... the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Browns, I think, is what I meant to say. Yeah. Baker Mayfield, going to be the best quarterback of all time, but that doesn't start in Cleveland. He's going to go somewhere else where there's actually like talent and competent owners.
They got Haslam, man. They got the Haslams. Very competent people. You're right. I also have the Cleveland Browns at 31.
Hot take.
I think, you know, Tyrod may start the beginning of the year. I don't know. They're just still not very good, so we'll see what happens. Hey, they at least may win a game this year.
If we're lucky, we can see a Cleveland win.
Yep.
Number 30, Derek, who you got?
The Cincinnati Bengals. The Red Rocket, it's going downhill from here. They could have Jake from State Fromm on their team. Sooner or later, in an upcoming draft.
Not a bad idea. Andy Dalton, out of Texas Christian, I believe.
Yes.
University.
Yes. Good job, Matt.
That's where LT came from.
Big Ten school.
Derek,
Big
Ten. And Josh Doxson.
Yeah, we love Lawrence Taylor on this podcast. Number 30, I have the New York Jets.
Ooh.
Sam Darnold. And some other players who I don't know.
We have a lot of good players, and Matt's just... failing to realize that. And he's just,
not failing to realize it. Just, well, I know a lot, and I know the Jets will be bad this year.
I have to agree with Derek again at 30 with the Bengals, even though, the Jets are still very trash. I mean, look at that green that they wear. I think I want to throw up every time I watch it.
Good, so, good call. Yeah. Number 29, who are we rocking?
I have the Buffalo Bills.
No one circles the wagons quite like them, though, from what I understand.
Yeah, well,
Chris Berman.
They have a great fan base, and it was nice to see them get that playoff game last year, but...
Really cute. Really cute.
How many points did they score? Like three?
Was it three?
I think it was three.
Okay.
It was pretty awful.
It was a comparable effort, but they're an awful team.
Big word guy over here.
Right. An even worse team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
And an even worse quarterback than Josh Allen out of Wyoming. Jameis Winston.
Got it.
Proud of you, Matt.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Florida State... product. I'm on fire. That's three for three.
Wow. Publix
new,
product.
New career high. Yeah, number 29, Tampa Bay. Not going to be good. Who you got, Tyler?
I've got the Miami Dolphins at 29. I really don't know who's on their team anymore because they basically traded all their good
players. They have Ryan Tannehill out of Texas A&M.
Well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, he got it right.
Oh, man. I'm on fire.
I think Ryan Tannehill will honestly... He might hurt himself again by just, like, running around on the practice field.
So, just his existence kind of hurts himself.
Yeah, kind of true.
Number 28, I believe, is what we're on.
Hot take, the Cleveland Browns at 28.
That is the hottest of takes. Keep explaining that while I pull up this fun horn that I like to play with.
They've added some great pieces this offseason in Tyrod Taylor, Carlos Hyde, Jarvis Landry, and I really think this Cleveland Browns team could give the Bengals a run for their money for third place in the AFC North.
Well, you know, Jarvis Landry had on my fantasy team multiple times, and he catches those solid 5-yard passes. 12 catches for like 50 yards. He's great.
No one circles the wagons of 5-yard catches quite like Jarvis Landry.
Where Jarvis Landry go to school?
Jarvis Landry went to the University of Miami, I believe.
Yeah. He went to LSU. Sorry,
LSU.
Louisiana State University.
Man. Okay, number 28 is what we're on. I've got Eli Manning's team, the New York Giants.
Why? They got Saquon now.
They do have Saquon, but they also have noodle arm Eli Manning and his lack of any ability left in his entire body.
I've also got the New York Football Giants at 28.
I was just watching the meter on our box, and it went bright red when Tyler did that, so I apologize for the audio there.
I'm sorry,
guys. Number 27, who we got?
I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and according to my friend Davis Hatmaker, they have the worst team in the league, but they do have Jameis Winston, who he believes in, and they are going to be a solid team this year.
That's interesting to me. Believing in Jameis Winston. Continue. Number 27, I have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh.
I don't really have a reason for them being higher. Don't really have a reason for them being lower. Just kind of where they are, you know?
Yeah.
I've got a reason. It's the Red Rocket.
Yeah, that's why they're as low as they are. But they're not lower than that, I guess.
At 27, I've got the Jets. It's going to be a sad, sad year in the New York City area for football. I don't even know if they really like football up there, but they're going to suck. So
it's okay. Number 26, Derek, who are you rocking?
The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. With Mitchell Trubisky. That's interesting to me. You like him so much.
I don't like him that much.
Oh, you don't like him that much.
Where did he go to school, Matt?
University of North Carolina. Chapel Hill.
Wow. Ooh. All right. Streaks. He's at a W1 right now.
We're on fire.
All right.
It's one of those days. Number 26.
26.
My least favorite team, the London Jaguars.
Ooh.
AFC runners-up will never be good ever again. They had their fun. It was kind of like the Jets those few years with Mark Sanchez. They had their fun, but then we realized, wait a minute, it's still just the Jaguars.
I think we're going to have a big disagreement about this later. But at 26, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, probably the worst uniforms in the league. I hate when I just love when the Panthers play them because it's two free wins each year.
That's a hot take. The worst uniforms in the league. That's interesting to me. I don't know. I can't think of anyone worse, but I also can't think of anyone better. So
I think Jacksonville's up there too.
Jacksonville does have some pretty bad uniforms.
They look like poop, I mean.
So number 25, who we going with here?
I have the Arizona Cardinals, despite having two star players in Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson. The rest of their roster is very weak.
Well, they have Sam Bradford out of Oklahoma U State.
Just Oklahoma. It's okay. L1.
Sorry. 25. I've got the Buffalo Bills. No one circles quite like them, but no one plays as poorly as them sometimes too, you know?
Yeah.
So that's who I'm going with.
25. I also have the Chicago Bears, you know? I just think that their defense is going to be a lot better this year. I mean, it already was kind of good last year, but I really don't see them having any weapons. So they might win some games here and there, like, you know, 10-7 or something.
All right, now, since you're the resident genius, what is the best place to go in Chicago for our listeners?
Ooh, I don't know. I've only been there once, but
Geno's East, absolutely.
Geno's East is good. Lou Martinez, pretty good.
I think the airport would be the best.
Airport?
Get out of there as fast. Get out of there as fast as possible.
Ooh, hot take.
Yeah. 24, who are we going with?
All right.
Just like hot pies.
I have my New York Jets at 24.
That's disgusting.
We've got some great players on our defense. Leonard Williams, Jamal Adams, and Sam Bradford. not
Sam, Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford. Excuse me.
Whoa.
You heard it here first. Jets just traded for Sam Bradford.
Y'all, breaking.
Y'all, we were just on the Cardinals. Excuse my language, but...
Part of my French.
We have Sam Darnold, who will lead us to the promised land.
How tall is Sam Darnold?
He is 6'3".
How big are his hands, though? Hand size.
About the same as Baker Mayfield's.
Ooh. Baker Mayfield has big heart, though.
So big heart, though.
That's what I remember. 24? Is that what we're on?
Yeah, we're on 24.
Yeah, 24. The Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
Some of my favorite players.
I don't like that.
Like
too high.
Jay Ajayi. And
he is not there anymore.
He's not there.
Devin Hester.
I don't know.
That's why they're number 24 for me. We're going to keep moving.
I've got the Bills at 24. I really don't think they're that good either, but you never know. I mean, they could do something.
Yeah, you never know.
Josh Allen could like throw it 80 yards and somebody might catch it once. You know, they'll score. So.
All right, number 23, I have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
And they might have been in the top 10 if Alex Smith stayed there, but we don't know what Patrick Mahomes is going to develop into.
Let me stop you right there. Patrick Mahomes practices really, really hard.
He does.
So you can't knock him for that. You can't knock him for that. Number 23, I've got the Arizona Cardinals. I love Larry Fitzgerald. That's about it. They're going to stay at 23 for me.
Here's one of my hot takes for this podcast. I have the Oakland Raiders at 23. Here's the thing. I just think this team is pretty trash. I mean, they're getting all these offseason signings, and then they made just an egregious contract with John Gruden. 10 years, $100 million. $100 million for that guy? I mean, come on now. What do you think, Matt? Well,
I shrugged my shoulders because I realized we're not on video. We're on audio.
Oh.
And so I apologize for that. But yes, my answer is I shrug my shoulders. Right. 22.
I have the New York Football Giants.
New York Football Giants. That's high for Noodle Arm Manning.
Yeah, 2 years ago, they had arguably the best defense in the league. And now they add Saquon Barkley. They're getting back.
He plays offense, buddy.
Yes, I'm on
hot
their
take.
Offense.
Hot take.
Saquon Barkley. They have Odell Beckham back. What was that, Matthew?
Nothing. Keep going.
And I've heard rumors that they could be adding Dez Bryant soon, which could be a great addition to their team.
Or a really lame one, because Dez Bryant has done nothing in 5 years. 22, I've got the Detroit Lions. Let me tell you, ever since Calvin Johnson left, I haven't been the same team. And that's not just because the roster's different, you know?
Yeah.
They're just a worse team now.
They get around 9 wins just about every year.
Yeah. 9 wins is not going to win a Super Bowl.
Kind of like the Tennessee Titans.
That's why they're 22. Let's keep moving.
All right. I have the Arizona Cardinals at 22. A big Josh Rosen guy. I think he's going to be a pretty good quarterback.
Until he gets hurt game two.
Well, that's more like David Johnson. That guy can't stay healthy. Rip. But I think they'll have another average season. Like 7-9, 8-8. A very Jeff Fisher type year.
Odd Shark would have them at 4.5 wins as they're over-under right now.
Derek's going into full. He's just going to overdrive because his gambling is legal now.
Okay. Are we on 21?
I think we're on 21.
Okay. Yeah, 21.
I'm going to go with the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens
egregiously
are
egregiously high.
Ravens are always around 9 wins. Some years they can put the defense together and it'll carry them. And if Joe Flacco has any decent games, they might make their way to the playoffs.
Now, the actual number 21 team in the league is the Washington Redskins. Alex Smith, I believe, is the quarterback. Product out of
Utah.
Go Utes. That's it. 21.
I actually agree with Derek here at 21 with the Baltimore Ravens.
So that's how you know it's wrong.
Yeah, it probably is wrong. But the thing is, I think Joe Flacco is trash like you do, but. At the same time, defense is good. Another solid, 7-9, 8-8 year right here.
Okay.
Number 20. This is a big pick. This is the last bad team in the league, I would say.
Ooh.
Because, bottom 20, that's where it really, really goes downhill.
Bottom 20.
I've got the Washington Redskins. Even though they added Alex Smith in the offseason.
Out of Utah.
That's right.
I think it's going to be tough for them to overcome their strong division they're in. Ryan Kerrigan's good on their defense, but they traded away a couple good players they had on their defense as well, so I didn't like that.
All right, this is where I'm at with the number 20 pick. I tried to give this team a little more credit, but I couldn't do it. At number 20, I have the New England Patriots.
Whoa.
New England Patriots, washed up. Hot take. Washed up. Did they win the Super Bowl this year? No, they didn't. So that makes me think it's all downhill from here.
Ooh.
Tom Brady is about to have his 314th birthday. So you really gotta wonder how much he has left in the tank.
Would that be his pie day?
That's 314? What I was thinking.
Pie day. I guess you're right.
Ooh. I have the Denver Broncos at 20. I still think, I don't know if I trust that much in Case Keenum. I think that's who it is. But I'm not a big fan of Denver Broncos. Defense is good, but still don't think they have that good of an offense. Another average year.
Fair. I'm going to go with their rival, the Oakland Raiders, at number 19. And they have some stars. Derek Carr.
Are we calling Derek Carr a star still? Is that what we're
saying? I'd say so. He's a stud. I like him as my quarterback.
Fresno State
product, by the way. Khalil Mack, Buffalo product.
Buffalo.
Kid doesn't mess around, Khalil Mack.
All right, Matt, number
19. Number 19, I have, this team should be better than this, but as Philip Rivers as a quarterback,
no!
The Los Angeles Chargers coming at number 19 for me.
I've got, at number 19, the Detroit Lions. I think Matthew Stafford, like Derek said earlier, he's solid, but, I mean, it's the Lions.
Big arm.
He's got a big arm, and, you know, they'll win that game on Thanksgiving if you want that, but that's about it.
Is that a sports prop bet we could place? Is the guaranteed Thanksgiving win for the Detroit Lions?
Guaranteed Thanksgiving win.
You heard it here first. Number 18, Derek, who we rocking here?
I have the San Francisco 49ers. They showed a lot of promise at the end of last year, winning all their games with Jimmy Garoppolo, and I want to see how that translates to this year.
At number 18, I don't know why you guys hate this team so much, the Indianapolis Colts. They're in the AFC South.
Oof.
Let's give them credit for that. Nah. They're in the AFC South.
Matt Howard.
With that being said, they're the number 18 team in the league.
Maybe if Andrew Luck like plays again, and if they get a whole new offensive line,
he will
and
play again.
More wide receivers and the defense is not awful.
He will play again. He will play again.
Matt, name, he will play again. Name two players on that defense.
Jeff Saturday and Reggie Wayne. Continue.
There's at least two Colts players.
Who got 18?
That are both retired.
I've got another AFC South team, but it's going to be the Houston Texans.
Now here's why.
This team is a team that could rise way high in the rankings, but we're also depending on a few things to happen. We're depending on J.J. Watt, good guy, good humanitarian guy, but he'll probably get hurt.
We can do without.
And then there's probably multiple players on their defense who'll get hurt. And if Deshaun Watson can stay healthy, they'll be a team that's going to sit in the top 10. But I just think there's a lot of ifs there for them to be a top 10 team.
Let's take a little pause right here, Tyler. How did the App State softball team do this year?
They actually won some games this year.
Yeah. Let's keep moving. Number 17.
Shelly Horner, good coach.
Who we got?
I have the Detroit Lions. Huge potential in the Detroit style pizza. They put it in a square, and it's really good. And we've already covered what Matt Stafford can do this year. It's going to be another 9-7, 8-8 kind of year.
That pizza take was really hot. Number 17, is that where we're on?
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs. I love how hard Patrick Mahomes practices. I don't know if I've said that on this podcast yet, but love how hard he practices. And I love the fact that Spencer Ware will be back this year to take Kareem Hunt's job back.
Don't you disrespect Kareem Hunt over here.
Yeah. I will. Number 17, Tyler, who you got?
I have the Seattle Seahawks at 17.
Don't hate that.
And here's why. It's just that defense has lost all of its swagger. I think that Jared Goff, if you have a guy named Jared Goff take your soul at home, then it's pretty bad. And he did take their soul. That defense is also completely gone without, I mean, Sherman's gone now. I really don't know how well their draft was. I think Penny was a good player, but
it was a reach.
I still don't think their offensive line can block. And Russell Wilson at number two, guys. Good quarterback from last week.
Number two was crazy high. It's a little unfortunate what he has to deal with over there. I'm just going to say this real quick. I wish Carson Wentz took their souls, not Jared Goff.
I agree.
Poor guy needs it. You hate to see a ginger not have a soul.
Yep.
Let's keep moving.
Okay.
16.
We're now entering into the top half of the league.
Top half.
I have the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos still have one of the best defenses in the league, and now they have a comparable quarterback in Case Keenum that could be as serviceable as Noodle Arm Peyton Manning.
Hmm. That's hot. Number 16, I have them this high because today's a big day for the sports gambling world, so I have the Vegas Raiders coming in at 16.
Ooh.
And old John Gruden. I wish Tennessee got him. That was a joke. 16, Raiders.
I have got the Washington Redskins at 16. Don't have that much hope for them either, but I feel like they'll just, you know, be around that average, maybe above average, you know, maybe 9 wins right here or there. But I think that the Geist pick was a risky one, but a one that could really pay off. I think that Alex Smith, the guy just screams average, but hey, it's better than being terrible, so.
All right, Tyler, this is a test.
Okay.
Who is the head football coach at Fresno State University?
I have no idea.
We're going to have to edit this podcast and let everyone know that Tyler is not the all-knowing sports guy we made him out to be.
I'm not.
That's unfortunate. Number 15, Derek, who you got?
I have the Tennessee Titans at 15.
You know what? Honestly, I'm surprised they made it this long for you guys. I thought they'd be off the board around 20 for you.
Let me say a few things about them. The Tennessee Titans have tons of Pro Bowl talent on their team. We're just waiting for Marcus Mariota to take that next step forward, as Titan fans had been hoping for the past few years.
He'll take that step forward and then hurt himself. So,
number 15, the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Ooh.
Cool. Pretty close.
CJ Anderson, he's still on the team?
No.
He plays for the Carolina Panthers now.
Who's on the team then?
What?
Who's on the team then? Who's the running back? No Sean Marino.
He's got those giant tears streaming down right now.
They just drafted Royce Freeman out of Oregon.
Rolls Royce.
I'm just going to go in a roll with the fact that no Sean Marino will be the starting running back for the Denver Broncos with the already talented Case Keenum leading the way. So that's why I got him at 15.
I have another AFC West team at 15. I have the rest in peace San Diego Chargers. But I also think, you know, I think Phillip Rivers is average. He's not very good, but I still think that team has a lot of talent. And I think that they have a chance at actually winning their division.
Derek just jumped so hard how mad he is at that pick that he fell off his pillow he's sitting on to make himself seem taller.
Yep.
So, but let's keep moving. Number 14, Derek.
I have the Seattle Seahawks.
Wait a minute.
What?
I have the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, like Tyler said earlier, their defense has lost most of its talent. They're still waiting to get back from some injuries. I do think Bobby Wagner is the second best linebacker in football.
Second best linebacker in football?
Would you not agree?
I don't know who I'd put above him, but Luke Kuechly would definitely be one.
Yeah, I have Luke Kuechly at number one, of course.
Number two, oof, I don't know.
And Russell Wilson is a great quarterback, and he's going to carry them.
To how many wins, Derek?
I'm going to put them at 9 wins this year.
Took all the words right out of my mouth because I also had them at 14.
All right, I at 14 have the Dallas Cowboys at number 14. Still don't know how good their defense will be. They got that guy from Boise State, and I think that everybody was about to tear down Jerry World after they made that pick. So
it was a great pick, in my opinion.
I mean, it's all right. Their defense will be not very good again, and their offense, I mean, feed Zeke, will be good. But, yeah, Derek's now feeding himself over there. But, all right, so 13, Derek, who do you have?
I have the Green Bay Packers. As long as Aaron Rodgers is in town, the Green Bay Packers always have a chance. Their roster is pretty garbage, but they have Aaron Rodgers.
At 13, I have the team that has one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL, the Chicago Bears.
Oh my God.
Chicago Bears are going 11-5 this year, winning the NFC North.
$20.
Derek,
$50.
$50.
$50.
You heard it here first, guys.
I saw it. I saw the agreement.
I take it back. Because sports gambling is not legal in Tennessee yet, so
nope.
not a real bet. But fair. I would say I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say they're going to be 11-5. 13, Tyler.
At 13, I have the Kansas City Chiefs, and the reason why I have them this high is because, like Matt says, Patrick Mahomes practices a lot, really hard.
Practices
and
hard.
You know what? Andy Reid, he is so good at in the regular season at getting you 10 wins and then losing in the first round of the playoffs. So I felt 13, a lucky number, probably a good spot right there.
All right, number 12. Now we're getting into the playoff territory. I have the Dallas Cowboys.
I have the Dallas Cowboys.
I do not have the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. Because I already picked them, as you said.
Tyler, who do you have at 12?
Here, I have the San Francisco 49ers.
Don't hit it.
12.
Don't
hit
it.
How many wins are you putting them at this year, Tyler?
I think that division is very overrated. I don't think it's that good. I think that LA is a team that could be a one-hit wonder, even though I have them probably winning that division. I honestly don't know. Any team could win that division right now. Even the Seahawks or even the Cardinals. There is a chance for any of those teams to make some noise. Okay. But I have 49ers at 12. Got the most potential, I think.
Okay. At 11, I have the Houston Texans. And this is probably the highest riser on my power rankings from the end of last year. While, like Tyler said earlier, they have to piece it together first. They have the pieces. They have Deshaun Watson. They have J.J. Watt.
No, let's not give so much credit to J.J. Watt.
Wendy Merciless.
Thank you for your service.
Jadeveon Clowney. They just have to piece it all together. Mm-hmm. And they've got a team there.
At number 11 for me, I have the Atlanta Falcons.
Ooh.
The second team off the board in the NFC South.
There's still two teams above.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
So, Atlanta Falcons, number 11.
I'm actually going to put the Tennessee Titans here at 11.
I respect it.
I think, you know, they've been 9-7 the last 2 years. I could see them maybe going 10-6, but I really don't – I don't have that much potential for them. I don't think they'll make that much noise if they make the playoffs, but they're still better than a lot of these teams, and I can trust them there inside the top 12.
All right. 10. We're on to the top 10, and my Super Bowl contenders.
Elite. Every team in here is elite. So no.
Where's Joe Flacco? Though?
Not to be found.
Where's Joe Flacco?
The number Ravens 10. Are not Super Bowl contenders this year. Hot take. At number 10, I have the London Jaguars coming off.
That's our show. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
Nah.
That's the end of the show. You can turn it off now because the rest is going to be garbage.
The London Jaguars have arguably the best defense in the league, and I think they can continue to carry Blake Bortles to the playoffs.
Carry. Put him in a wagon. Throw him down the highway. Number 10, I have the Carolina Panthers.
Ooh.
Not terrible. I mean, I go as far as to say that they're pretty good. So
that means that you have the Titans above the Panthers.
I'll put them at 10.
Oof. Don't agree
Let's think about it like this. The Panthers are in the actual division, and the Titans play the Jaguars.
Oh.
The 27th worst team in the whole league.
I don't know about that. All right, number 10, I've got Skol. I've got Minnesota Vikings at number 10.
Skol's an acronym. What does it stand for?
I have no idea, Matt. How about you enlighten me?
Since.
Cool.
Cool. No.
No,
right.
No.
Since carrots always.
Carrots start with a C.
Leave. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Number 9. That's all we had to say about that.
I have the Atlanta Falcons. They're in a tough division, but they do have some great talent on their team, and that's all I've got to say about that.
Number 9, I'm going to say another team from that division. That's 3 NFC South teams in a row. The New Orleans Saints, number 9.
Oh, I do not.
Drew
like
Brees.
That.
Baker Mayfield's going to go to that team in 3 years.
Oh, okay.
That's a hot take.
Hot take.
But if you want to gamble on it, do it. It's legal now.
All right. I've got the Los Angeles Rams at number 9. I think that solid team, but, I mean, they did get exposed in the playoffs in the first round. I think it's a good team. I think their division's bad. Top 10 team, but I really don't think they have any Super Bowl potential this year.
Where did Sean McVay go to college?
Derek, do you know? I do not know.
I do not know that, actually.
This is pretty embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
We claim to be analysts, but we don't know anything.
Time out. At Todd McShay, do you know where Sean McVay went to college?
He's listening right now.
I know he is.
He's listening right now.
Number eight.
I have Tyler's team, the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton is an elite quarterback. Their defense is quite strong, led by Luke Kuechly, and I think they could make a playoff push this year.
My number 8 team, the Green Bay Packers.
That's who I also have at number 8. I like the Green Bay Packers a lot.
I don't like them a lot. I feel like they should be the number 1 team in the league, honestly, with Aaron Rodgers being their quarterback. But they don't have that. So, or they do have that, but he's just not good.
Their team is awful.
Their team is awful, and that makes Aaron Rodgers bad. So you have the Packers also. So number 7, let's keep going.
I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Some might say they have the best receiver and running back in the NFL on their team.
Any normal person would say that.
Yeah. So it's highly expected that they would do well every year, but they seem to always choke it away.
I have Tennessee Titans. Tighten up, number 7. 13-3 this year, just like the old days with Kerry Collins. 13-3.
I know we're not on video, but Tyler and I both had a shaking my head moment right there. Jeez.
Matt Howard, you get so happy about the Titans. There's no way they're going to win 13 games this year.
First, okay, good team. Let's
11, maybe 10. They'll make the playoffs.
Let's pause for a second and just have a moment of remembrance.
Titans will not make the playoffs this year.
For the Nashville Predators.
RIP.
Only one player, P.K. Subban, showed up to play in Game 7. And you really hate to see everyone else missing the bus. And it broke my heart. And I'm doing this podcast with a heavy heart. It's like the Michael Jordan flu game where I'm trying to push through and be the greatest of all time. But it's hard just thinking about that team being home right now.
More talk. All right, okay, number 7, I have the Carolina Panthers. My team, my favorite team. I think that, you know, I don't think they actually have had 2 winning seasons back-to-back, so this is kind of a risk putting them this high, but I think they made some good draft decisions. I like where their offense is going, but I still think that their defense will probably regress. Have a chance to make a playoff push, but a key injury here or there, and they could really fall off the map, so we'll see.
Number 6.
At number 6, you guys aren't going to really like this, but I have the Los Angeles Chargers.
I just think that's absurd, so I'm not going to say anything else about it.
With the addition of Derwin James at the safety position in the draft.
Derwin James out of the University of Alabama.
At
Florida State.
Florida State. Mm. I think they could have the best defense in the NFL this year.
Speaking of teams that scare me a lot, the Houston Texans, number 6. The Houston Texans scare me to death. Deshaun Watson scares me to death. The Houston Texans scare me to death.
We apologize for Matt Howard having kind of a mental breakdown on the podcast right now. He just loves his Titans so much. So, all right. I have the Atlanta Falcons at number 6. Big NFC South guy here, even though I really hate all the other teams in the division, but I think they have a lot of talent, and, you know, I couldn't put the Panthers above them just because I didn't want to jinx it. So,
all right, it kills me to say this, but at 5, I have the New England Patriots. As a Jets fan, it's rough to see them win the division for the past, 20 years.
I think 348 years they won it in a row.
Yeah.
Number 5, I've got Todd Gurley's team, the Los Angeles Rams. Sean McVay, in case you guys are wondering, because apparently I'm the only one who knows anything around here, went to North Carolina State University. So now you guys know that. I've informed you. They're the number 5 team in the league.
I have at number 5 the Pittsburgh Steelers. Shout out to my friend at Appalachian State University.
No shout outs to people we don't know. We don't know.
Oh, you
no
don't
shout
know?
Outs. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
no
but
shout-outs.
Shout out to Caleb Gaelic.
Shout out to everyone we do know, though.
Yeah.
We'll name you all in one podcast, one-hour-long podcast. We know your name, it's going to be said on this show next week.
Big Ben is going to hurt his foot, and he's going to walk around, but you know, the guy Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, they'll make the playoffs, win 11 to 12 games. Their division's awful, so helps.
All right, number 4.
At number 4, I have the Los Angeles Rams. And I think they're going to continue their awesome offense into this season. And I'd like to see what Jared Goff has to offer.
At number 4, I have the team that should always be better than they should be. And that was not a sentence. Okay, I guess I'm just going to say it. The Pittsburgh Steelers are my number 4 team. Not where they need to be in the last couple of years, but Josh Dobbs will be back to save the day in a few years and actually lead them to a Super Bowl.
Matt Howard is going to hate who I have at number 4, but at number 4, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That was a high five, in case you were wondering. But Derek's so short, Tyler really had to reach down.
I had to reach down to it. He's got a big Al Michaels effect over here. This guy's really short.
All right. Well, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of saying that on my podcast. So, number three.
I have the New Orleans Saints.
Not bad. I don't hate it.
Okay.
And number three, I'll be honest, this team's number three because this was the last spot I had open on my list, and I couldn't find which team I was missing. Wow. So I put the Minnesota Vikings at three. I think they're fine. They're okay, but I don't know.
An okay team is number three.
The autocorrect feature on my iPhone 7 made it kind of difficult to shift the teams around, so I just decided to keep them at three. So that's my reasoning for them being three.
This is one of my least favorite teams in the NFL, but I also have to agree with Derek with the New Orleans Saints at number three. Hmm. They terrify me, and I just know that they're going to keep beating the Panthers over and over again. They beat them three times.
It's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year.
But they did.
It's even harder to beat a team 10 times in 1 year. Never been done before.
They could.
Number two, who are we rocking?
My number two team is the Minnesota Vikings. I have them on my list because they're not an okay team. They are a great team.
Who's the quarterback there now?
They now I
ask this every week.
You like that?
They have Kirk Cousins.
That's right.
And he is a much better quarterback than Case Keenum. And their defense is up there with the San Diego Chargers, with the London Jaguars, and...
Why'd you say the Chargers first?
Because they have a great defense.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Number two.
Number two, I have the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles, at number two.
I have to agree with Matt Howard. I have to agree with Matt Howard here. Team that won the Super Bowl, it showed me that they had a lot of confidence in the draft to, like, trade down a lot. I think they are pretty set with their roster. They have a lot of talented players, and I mean, it's really hard to put a Super Bowl champion that low.
Yeah, I'd say two is not that low.
Yeah.
So here we go. The number one team in the NFL, as decided by three experts in the sport. Derek, go and start us off.
All right. I have the Philadelphia Eagles coming out of the season last year. They had the best team. They had a great defense. They had a great offense. They had great special teams, all three phases of the game.
I heard that they're really great, Derek.
They're really great.
Really great, yeah.
And they added a couple players in the draft that I saw a lot of potential in, and they got to stay at one for me.
Who was one of those players that had a lot of potential?
Dallas Goedert, tight end at a South Dakota State University.
What's their mascot?
The Jackrabbits.
Good job, Derek.
My number one team.
Oh, I think I know who it is, actually.
My number one team.
Ooh.
The San Francisco 49ers. You heard it last week. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is the best quarterback of all time. And the kid went, 6-0 last year for the 49ers? So what evidence do we have to assume that he's not going to keep winning every single game he plays in? So we're rocking. They're telling me to be quiet, but I'm not going to be quiet. Turn your earphones down if you don't want to hear the fire that's being spit over this microphone right now. So 49ers number one.
Some teams. 16-0. Another team that you guys do not like, but I have to put the New England Patriots in number one. As they're just a sure bet. I mean, their division's awful because, I mean, the Jets are in it, the Bills are in it, and the Dolphins are in it. They're going to rack up those wins, go undefeated in that division. So,
speaking of bets, the New England Patriots are currently the favorite to win the Super Bowl at 5-1.
You heard it here first.
So, I don't know what that means, but let's go ahead and go. That's a good segue.
Right.
The last part of the show. We're going to give our Super Bowl predictions for the month of May 2018.
That's correct. That is what the month is.
Yes. All right. So, pardon Tyler for making that loud noise.
I was so excited.
He's not a professional.
I'm just a special guest.
Honestly, may not be invited back after that loud noise he just made.
My Super Bowl 53 prediction is the New Orleans Saints and the San Diego Chargers.
Here's the thing, is there's no team in the NFL called the San Diego Chargers anymore.
Okay, now they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
So,
but I'm going to have the Saints defeating the Chargers 29-27. in that game.
Why 29?
Just want to go with the oddball number. I think they're going to win.
You're a doofus because you picked a team that's not even the NFL. So
yeah, that is going to hurt your chances a lot by having the San Diego Chargers in the Super Bowl. Here's my prediction. San Francisco 49ers versus the Houston Texans.
Ooh.
And the 49ers will win, obviously, because Garoppolo is going 19-0 this year. They will win 13-17.
17-13?
13-17, yes.
Okay. I hope this doesn't happen, but I'm going to be pretty vanilla over here, and I'm going to take the Patriots over the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl.
Wow. That's interesting. That's really interesting.
No, it's really not.
That's really some vanilla ice cream right there.
That's a good segue because we just now have our first sponsor of the video, day. Mayfield Ice Cream. Shout out to Mayfield for making ice cream. You know, that's you love to see it. So, yeah, I think that wraps up our show. Tyler, how tall are you?
I am a solid 5'10 and 3/4".
Shorter than Baker Mayfield, which is interesting.
Yep.
Because everyone always talks about how short Baker Mayfield is, but he's taller than everyone we meet.
I'm not an NFL quarterback, though.
He is. So that's going to wrap it up. Derek, do you have any final thoughts?
Not really. These rankings are subject to change.
Mine's not.
Okay, well, let's keep in mind that this is May.
Don't try to backtrack on your picks, Derek.
No, I had solid picks, and I'm standing by my New Orleans Saints Super Bowl champs. No, I will not. And
I'm going to edit that part out because it wasn't that funny. So
yeah.
If you're listening to the podcast live, just know there was a bad joke that wasn't that funny, but you're hearing this part right now. So enjoy this nonsensical explanation of a bad joke. So that wraps up the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I'm Matt Howard.
I'm Derek Anderson.
And I am Tyler Hoetz.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.